But the first thing one learns about death is that it is not anything of which to be very frightened. If you're frightened of losing your pocketbook, if you're frightened of losing your memory, if you're frightened of losing your girl or your boyfriend, if you're frightened of losing your body, well, that's how frightened you ought to be of dying, because it's all the same order of magnitude. Now, here we strike the first observable phenomenon in death, when we find out that the mind, in spite of mechanisms which seek to decay it and wipe it out, does maintain and preserve mental image pictures of earlier existences. And with proper technology and an understanding of this, one can be again possessed of the mental image pictures of earlier existences in order to understand what was going on. But in view of the fact that we have not restored, get this very closely, we have not restored remembrance to the being, the mental image pictures usually just continue to be pictures. So he sends somebody into a past life and he looks at a mental image picture, and you might as well have sent him to the art gallery. He himself has no connection with this, and quite rightly so, because the mental image picture may be the mind of the body. Now, the body carries around mental image pictures, and a thetan carries around mental image pictures, and these two combine to form the mind. The mind, then, is a bridge between the spirit and the body. And the mental image pictures formed by a thetan, added to the mental image and confused with the mental image pictures formed by the body, is usually how a thetan stays in a head. It's quite an interesting mechanism. He confuses these two, and so on. Now, therefore, demonstration of past existences by running somebody, quote, back down the time track, unquote, and having him look at a picture is not very convincing. Not really very convincing. Well, why isn't it convincing? Well, the fellow always has some unreality about it. Only now and then do you strike heavily into something a person vividly recalls. So you wouldn't say this was great certainty, because what, in essence, are you addressing with Scientology processing? You're addressing this being that we call a thetan. Now, he, incidentally, then, being mixed up with the mind, causes you to also address the mind, but also being incidentally mixed up with the body causes you to also address the body, don't you see? So it works out this way. Unless a reality has been restored to this being, he himself has no reality, no recognition of having ever been anything else before.